On this episode, Mr. Everything, the man known as Q, Keontae Burroughs.
Now going to be blocked by Fisher. Fisher throwing it up to Jordan. Gets it ahead to Matthews. Matthews in the corner for three. Yeah, baby! And Chapman Harwood getting the pick pocket. Harwood coming back. Yeah, boy!
Welcome back to the Bruins Basketball Show. This is an exciting week for us around here. Middle of the summer, but we have our basketball camp is this week, and that's always exciting for us because of the fact not just that we have about 50 kids this week here visiting campus, but we also get some of our players back to come and help us with camp, and one of those players is Keontae. So thank you for taking the time to join us.
No problem.
Get a little bit of a break here in the afternoon when we're recording this. What's it like to be on your feet? I'm assuming that you've been sitting playing Fortnite since you got out of school. Is that accurate or not accurate?
That's nowhere near accurate.
So what have you been doing since school got out?
Well, in the summertime, I went back to New Jersey. I worked out with a trainer called DJ, pretty well-known trainer.
And for those that don't know, you are from Georgia, but originally from Jersey.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I just worked out, tried to, increase my game, work on a couple things that is comfortable for me and my strengths. And then after that, I just came here and wanted to work.
So this week, like we said, is camp, and so he has the responsibility of keeping up with about 10 to 15 kids. How's it like being on your feet, having to be the authority instead of being the player?
It's interesting. I didn't know how hard it could be. You got to teach also, and you have to coach. And then when you're coaching in the game, you have to learn adjustments.
How's your record this week?
It's okay. It's probably 500.
It's not bad. Not bad. We split them up, and so we have 11th and 12th graders. We got about 25 11th and 12th graders, and then you're with the 9th and 10th graders. So yep. It's you, Tony, and Quez.
Yeah.
The coaching battles that are going on down there on the other end. The games usually happen on the other end of the court, so I can hear them, but I'm not right in the thick of things. Who gets the most upset when you lose?
Quez.
Who's the most vocal?
Me.
Really?
Yes.
Well, Quez just complains about the fouls,
right,
all the time.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Tony?
Tony is just a quiet guy.
Tony never says anything anyways, right?
He's just quiet.
Well, this gets him out of his comfort zone a little bit. Right. And then we have Nate here this week with us, and Chapman, and then one of our former players who's also been on the show before, Ray, is here. So it's a good blend, a good mix, and I think the guys are having fun.
Yep.
Try to give you guys a little bit of a break. We have that break right now. Right now the guys are actually doing some other things, and then tonight we'll play usually our 5-on-5 games, and that's when you have a chance to
showcase.
Have you done any X's and O's, or are you just kind of like?
I actually have.
Really?
A lot of inbounds.
They execute it?
Yes.
Oh, inbounds.
We actually scored like 4 times on Quez, so.
All right.
I'm pretty good.
Inbounds are underrated.
Yeah, exactly.
You can get easy buckets sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, for sure. So kind of talking about this last year and it being your first year, how do you feel like it went? How was the adjustment to being at a different level and a different place where you've been at for the last, how long were you at Creekside? 3 years?
Two years.
Yep. Okay. And then kind of adjusting to not just going to school here.
Right.
But then also a new role.
Right.
And then playing for the same coach.
Right.
But everything else were kind of different.
Exactly.
So how was it?
It was stressful. Mm-hmm. And it was like, I don't even know. It was a learning experience,
sure,
to be honest. I mean, transitioning for basketball is a big thing to me because I take pride in, winning, right, and trying to be the best I can be. And I'm very hard on myself. I remember some games. I remember you actually came up to me on a cookout when I was, highly upset after a game.
That was towards the beginning of the year,
right,
too.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it's big. Transitioning from a role like I was taught – well, not taught, but I was told to score and to do everything. And then now coming here, being that we had some great seniors who can score the ball. We had Nate, probably should have been player of the year this year. It wasn't like taking a back seat. It was actually just learning.
Sure.
Getting ready exactly for this year and the years to come up. So, I mean, it was a learning experience, but, you don't want to be selfish and trying to say that you're better than what you are. You'd rather take in what you can and then learn from it and be better on the court.
I don't know if you remember this, but remember when we went to lunch at the beginning of the year?
Yeah.
And had the conversation and try to have this conversation with really all the freshmen. But the expectation, I think, sometimes for players to come in, they think even though they're told it's going to be different, they're still like, it won't be that much different.
Right.
I'm still playing ball. I'm still going to do my thing.
Right.
And then once the season hits, then you got 11 other guys out there who are pretty good.
Exactly.
And it's like, what do I do now?
Exactly.
And the time that it takes to kind of fit your role. And that was even hard for you this year because it wasn't like, here, you got to find out how you're going to be the best small forward that you can be.
Right.
You actually, at some point in the season, I'm guessing that you played maybe every position.
Yeah.
Because we had a couple small lineups, so you end up playing the 5-2.
Yep.
So you played the 1 through the 5. You started the year kind of as one of our wing guards.
Yep.
And then with Chapman getting hurt.
Yep.
And then losing other personnel, you had to play the point guard spot.
Exactly.
And then you're having to play the power forward spot behind Jason.
Right.
And then sometimes off guard positions, if guys got in foul trouble, either Justin or Dustin. So kind of how was that? And by the end of the year, I felt like you had adjusted pretty well to it. So how do you feel like there was a turning point?
No, it was a big turning point.
Where was it, like one game or a series of games or like first, second semester or what was it?
I want to say the tournament when we went to Florida right after we lost to Kaiser.
Mm-hmm.
I went downstairs. I just sat there by the pool, just like try to clear my mind. And then I text two people. Actually, these two people I text, I didn't have a good relationship with them at first. It was Nate and Justin.
Yeah.
And it was weird. I text them and I was like, guys, like, I am frustrated with myself. I don't know what to do. And they both came downstairs and we talked about it. And they just told me, like, freshman year is like a big adjustment for you. And just take it a game at a time. It's like, they told me, we know you can score when you want, but right now, you being a freshman playing behind Justin, like a great scorer like last year, just take what you can from it. Then playing behind Nate, which came the same game was Kaiser, I learned a lot from that game, really. Me and Nate actually started talking a lot during Kaiser's game, coming to the bench. So I say that's my turning point. After that, I was really comfortable. I mean, got into region play, it was no problem for me. National championships, no problem for me. I mean, and then we became a team, really.
Mm-hmm.
So it just became much more easier. It was less stressed, and I felt like we bonded together. No matter if I made a mistake, they knew that I was still learning, and they were there to keep me going, not just to pound me down, I guess.
We've talked to several of the guys, and they've mentioned that Kaiser game as kind of a turning point for the rest of our season, where guys kind of really found what they really needed to do and kind of look themselves in the mirror and, you know, what do I actually have to do? Because that's something real easy to say, like, what do I need to do to help the team win?
Exactly.
But you don't really face that until you face some real adversity and, all right, I'm ready really to win.
Right.
What do I need to do? Then we go on the rest of the season, finish the season pretty well, get into playoffs, playoffs start, and we went pretty far.
Yeah.
So that was your first time playing college ball. And you make a national championship game appearance. What was that like?
Special. Yeah. That's how I describe it, special. I mean, played a great team. I take no credit away from them. They were a great team. They played together as well. But I think we were prepared for it, you know. The game is about possessions and taking care of each possession. That's what we always focused on in practice. Mm-hmm. Each possession matters. And Randall took care of it. I mean, we had a chance to win it. It was kind of hurting after the game. But, I mean, it was just a special run. I mean, I can't take nothing away from it. If I ever had to pinpoint one special moment, as of right now, that would be the most spectacular one in my eyes because we gelled together second semester. Remember, first semester, we didn't have people talking to each other.
Right, yeah.
The second semester, we're coming to practice laughing, you know, stretching. We're having a good time. It was like a family atmosphere. And I know us losing that game was probably the best thing for us because now it's not only we're a family, but we have a chip on our shoulder as well. You know, we got some special guys returning, so it should be a fun season next year.
You said at the beginning, you know, you went back home and then tried to work on some things.
Right.
How do you foresee your role this coming year, whether that's on the court, off the court, with new guys, with the returnees? Where do you see yourself, and how do you see yourself impacting the team?
Well, off the court, the same guy in the classroom, a good academic student, try to show guys who's coming in like freshmen that, you know, it's okay to be good in the classroom. You don't have to be a class clown. You don't have to be the guy that's cool, you know, but also the guy who plays basketball, too. And be that guy who can, you know, try to mentor the freshmen. I mean, I was a freshman last year, so now I kind of understand what it's like. So therefore, when they have problems, I probably have faced it. So therefore, I can help them out. On the court, I think I'll probably take up the role that Justin took up this year. It's kind of weird. Like, people don't understand. Like, Justin was basically the Klay Thompson of our team. Yeah. Like, he had to score, but he also had to play defense. Like, yeah. He was our number one defensive player.
Yeah.
And being that I played behind him, I mean, there were certain things that I learned from him on offensive and defensive end. And we had a big talk before he left in the summer. He talked about defensive concepts, like knowing how to play my guy so that when this season comes around, like, I know what to do. And yes, you got to rely on your teammates, but it's your job to stop your guy first.
Yeah.
On the offensive end, he told me, you know, yeah, you can shoot, but you want to shoot the right way. And we talked about getting a lot of shots up, which I have done this summer. So I'm pretty ready for the season. I think there's a lot of I can still learn, but I think I'm stepping up to that plate to take over his role for this year and the years to come on. I mean, I feel like because of my size, mm-hmm. I feel like I can score
yeah.
when I please because I'm attacking the basket. But now working with you and working with DJ back home, my shooting has gotten a lot better. I also have added like stuff like post game. So if I get tired, you know, certain things I can go to when I feel like it. So
you kind of alluded to the preparation that goes into whether that's a season or each individual game.
Right.
How is that different? And how maybe has your thinking changed, whether that's watching film or watching yourself or, like you talked about, talking to other players? How much of it is relying maybe when you were in high school on just your ability
right.
versus now, you know, kind of figuring out maybe who you're playing against
right.
or really being more self-aware about yourself?
Right.
Because I think for somebody who maybe would be listening to this or somebody who's listening to this who has a high school player
right.
or a son or a daughter who wants to play, being self-aware and not just being kind of a good player,
yeah.
but really figuring out what you're good at. And we kind of talked about this with your role, but how should you go about that? And how should, if I'm a player
right.
that's trying to figure out where I fit and how I maybe can contribute to the team, and then the preparation that goes into that,
right.
can you kind of talk about from start to finish and maybe how you have changed your thought process
right.
since you've been in high school?
In high school, like you said, I relied on my ability. Like, I knew I was bigger than everybody.
Yeah.
So I wasn't worried about it. I would walk into a game just knowing that I was going to get at least 15 to 20 points. And if not, I was fine because I made plays for others.
Sure.
Now, when I came to college, I felt like it was going to be the same exact way. But I had to understand that, like you said, there's 11 other guys who can do something similar to what I can do.
Yeah.
But the biggest difference is somebody's mentality and their drive and their will to win. I noticed, you know, a lot of players – you know, may see like Nate in a different way. But after I talked to him, like, me and him are really competitive people, you know. And the best thing that I can say that you probably did for me was allow me to match up with him every day in practice, because it allowed me and him to get better, not only like with our basketball game and skill set, it also allowed us to get mentally stronger.
Yeah.
So like, if a high school player is like watching this, I would tell him, you know, You have to have a great mentality to come into the game. You can't just be a guy who can say, oh, yeah, I'm going to score whenever I want. That's not really good basketball. And if you watch the greats or you watch true basketball, you understand that it's preparation, like you said, film study.
Mm-hmm.
Also understanding, you know, you have to have basketball IQ to play at a high level.
Sure.
A lot of players just feel like they can make any type of play if they want, but that's not true. So watching the game is a big difference in this today's generation. A lot of people don't watch the game. They just think that they know everything.
Right.
And film was the biggest thing for me.
Right. It's been exciting to see your growth, and I think your best days are ahead of you.
Thank you.
So we'll be looking forward to that. Well, that'll do it for this week. Thank you to all of those who listen to us on a regular basis. Please be sure to share this with your friends. Leave us a review if you would like to. Talk to you next time. Until then, enjoy your journey.